Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into The Power of Intention by Dr. Wayne W. Dyer, a transformative exploration of our connection to the universe and the divine. The book dissects the concept of intention not just as a way to achieve what you want, but as a fundamental part of the universe's fabric that guides us toward a purposeful existence. Dyer, a monumental figure in the fields of self-help and spirituality, whose writings have touched millions, eloquently illustrates how tapping into the power of intention can lead us to a life filled with more meaning, purpose, and spirituality. This book is perfect for anyone hungry for a deeper understanding of their spiritual connection and how to live in harmony with the forces that shape our universe. It appeals especially to those intrigued by New Age philosophy, seeking practical ways to integrate these teachings into daily living. Whether you are a longtime fan of Dyer's work or new to his insightful writings, The Power of Intention offers profound wisdom that can enhance your journey toward a richer, more enlightened life. Join us as we summarize the key takeaways from this influential piece, ensuring you're inspired to harness your own intent to live more vibrantly. The Power of Intention: Learning to Co-create Your World Your Way. Introduction. Let the divine light guide your path. In moments of uncertainty and self-doubt, when questions about our purpose and achievements seem to cloud our minds, it's natural to search for answers and direction. How do we ensure our life on Earth is meaningful? Why do we often feel as if we haven't accomplished enough? Such questions can haunt our thoughts and disturb our peace. In this narrative, we explore not just these profound questions, but also the insights that can help us find clarity and purpose. By intertwining spiritual wisdom with actionable advice, this summary offers a fresh perspective on how we can understand our place in the universe and navigate our lives with a renewed vigor. Today, you'll learn why relying solely on willpower might not be effective, how our perceptions can shape our reality, and why embracing self-love is a crucial element of deepening our faith. Part 1. Unlocking the true essence of intention. What exactly is intention? Some might define it simply as a firm determination to achieve something. However, this conventional view only scratches the surface of a much more profound concept. Intention is more than just personal willpower. It is a universal force. Unlike what many believe, intention isn't something that originates from within us, or something we can control at will. Instead, intention is a dynamic energy, an omnipresent force that exists both around and within us, uncreated and indestructible. Here's a vital insight. Both humans and other life forms can tap into the power of intention. Reflect for a moment on the very inception of life, the moment of your conception. From the instant a sperm met in an egg, intention was already at work within the forming embryo, guiding the development of your unique physical traits and even the inevitable aging process. Such is the unyielding influence of intention. This same concept applies universally, evident from the smallest acorn to the mightiest lion. An acorn doesn't visibly contain an oak tree inside it, yet it's driven by an intention to grow into one. Like all creatures, humans are shaped and directed by intention, but we are distinct in our ability to choose whether or not to align with this force. This choice sets us apart and dictates whether we fulfill our true potential. Unfortunately, the human ego often disrupts this process. The ego is a master of deception, convincing us that our identity is tied to our achievements or possessions or dictated by the perceptions of others. When we succumb to these beliefs, we drown out the voice of intention. To realign with the powerful force of intention, we must learn to silence our ego. By doing so, just like the acorn, we can embrace our fullest potential, confidently and steadily growing into the robust beings we are destined to be. Part 2. Believing in the possibility of the impossible. Imagine back in the day when ships were solely built with wood because of a commonly held belief: wood floats, iron sinks. Yet, when people understood that iron too could float if it wasn't heavier than the water it displaces, an entirely new realm of possibilities opened up. This demonstrates a powerful lesson. What we believe shapes what we achieve. Here is a fundamental truth. To accomplish something remarkable, you must first believe in your ability to do so. Rather than being bogged down by what appears impossible or improbable, think about people who transformed the world with their inventions. Individuals like Alexander Graham Bell and Thomas Edison. Bell wasn't fixated on global communication barriers when he invented the telephone, nor did Edison dwell on the world remaining in darkness as he toiled to create the light bulb. Instead, they focused intensely on realizing incredible achievements. One powerful strategy for success involves the art of visualization. When striving for a goal, picture yourself as already having achieved it. Imagine the scenario unfolding in the present, making it a vibrant reality in your mind. This is a tactic the author himself practiced while aspiring to write a book. He envisioned it as already written. Your imagination is a gateway that connects you to the universe's expansive field of intention. By vividly visualizing your desires as current realities, you engage directly with this universal force, setting the stage to transform your dreams into tangible outcomes. Unfortunately, many of us underestimate the power of our imagination and instead lean too heavily on raw willpower. Yet consider the extraordinary ritual of firewalking. If you approach hot coals with fear and doubt, fortified only by willpower, your journey across is likely to be painful. However, if you imagine crossing safely, untouched by the coals, your experience can be completely pain-free. This stark difference underscores the potency of imagination over willpower. By embracing this mindset, you open yourself to achieving not just what's plausible, but also what might seem impossible at first glance. Part 3. Harmonize your thoughts with the constructive, affirming energy of the divine. Navigating the journey toward harnessing intention can sometimes feel like traversing a field of obstacles. Picture this comparison. It's like participating in the match show, a game where teammates answer questions independently, hoping their answers align. Just as alignment in their responses yields points, aligning your responses to life's challenges with the creative essence of the divine sets the stage for success. Here's the principle to remember. Align your thoughts with the positive, life-affirming energy of God. One of the primary hurdles in tapping into intention is the tendency to focus on what we believe is lacking in our lives, such as financial resources. It's crucial to understand that our thoughts have the power to manifest reality. This notion is deeply rooted in wisdom traditions. For example, the Old Testament observes that, as he thinketh, so is he. If you constantly dwell on poverty, you inadvertently attract more of it into your life. By aligning your thoughts with the abundant nature of divine energy, you can shift your mindset. Rather than anchoring your identity in scarcity, thinking, "I am poor," affirm the abundance that surrounds you by declaring, "I am surrounded by abundance." Another barrier to effective intention setting is the habit of being anchored in past experiences, allowing them to dictate future possibilities. Many of us have perpetuated personal narratives that limit our potential, like believing we are inherently poor at forming meaningful relationships. This is where the imaginative power again plays a pivotal role. If you continually envision yourself as someone who struggles socially, that narrative harnesses the creative force of your imagination, powered by the divine, making it a likely reality. Conversely, successful individuals often avoid rigid self-stories that confine their potential. To break from past constraints, focus on envisioning a future filled with desired outcomes. Replace the narrative of isolation with a confident declaration. I will be surrounded by loving friends. By doing so, you align your thought patterns with positive, life-affirming energies, significantly impacting your lived experience. See how quickly the world responds when your inner transformations reflect outward. Part 4. Discovering your inherent purpose aligned with the divine. Many of us find ourselves haunted by a persistently troubling question. What is the true purpose of my life? It's a question that can lead to much soul-searching and, at times, existential dread. Yet, through the lens of intention, we can begin to clarify this profound uncertainty. Although you might occasionally feel devoid of purpose, the uplifting truth is that your purpose has been intrinsic to your existence from the very start. Even before your birth, stretching back to before you were even conceived, this might seem a strange concept at first, but it makes perfect sense when you consider that everything in the universe, including the very particles that make up your being, is a manifestation of the divine. Here's an essential insight. You are endowed with as much purpose as the God who created you. If we operate under the belief that God possesses a deliberate purpose and you are a reflection of that divine creation, then your life's purpose mirrors that of God's. And what is this divine purpose? It is to create, to nurture life, to radiate love, beauty, and peace. Consequently, these are also your purposes. But there's more. Not only are you a part of God's creation, but you are also created with intent. Your existence isn't random. It's imbued with meaning because you were made deliberately, with purpose. Yet understanding your purpose in the abstract might not feel sufficient. If you're seeking a more tangible expression of your purpose, you can draw inspiration from the divine model. God is the ultimate giver, offering life, love, and wisdom without reservation. Embrace the power of giving. While receiving might often seem more appealing, remember that you entered this world with nothing and will leave in the same way. Nothing material can be taken with you, so the wisest choice is to give generously while you are able. Consider service as a noble path to fulfilling your purpose. The author shares a personal testament, finding profound fulfillment from readers who say his works have transformed their lives. Beyond any monetary reward or acclaim, the knowledge that he has made a genuine difference in people's lives holds immeasurable value. If you are in search of your purpose, find it by making a meaningful impact on others. Engage in acts of service and watch as your life aligns more closely with the benevolent creative spirit of the divine. Part 5. Embracing self-love as the foundation of spiritual alignment. How deeply do you cherish yourself? To truly tap into the transformative power of intention, embracing yourself completely, with unconditional acceptance and appreciation, is essential. This act isn't just about self-affirmation. It's about syncing harmoniously with the divine, rather than opposing it. Indeed, loving yourself is inseparable from loving God. The divine field of intention thrives on love, beauty, and creativity. For you to connect with this vibrant energy, you must emit similar positive vibes. But ask yourself, how can you project such loving energy into the world or expect to receive it if self-love is lacking? Here's a crucial insight to consider. Self-love is an integral part of both intention and spirituality. To align with God's intention, you must recognize the unity between yourself and the divine. You embody God's love, wisdom, creativity, and success. By loving yourself, you not only accept your worth, but also honor your connection to God. Conversely, negative self-perceptions, thinking of yourself as unworthy, unintelligent, or limited, equates to turning away from God's love and the divine potential within you. The energy you radiate is deeply influenced by how you view yourself. Individuals with high self-esteem emit high-frequency energy, resonating with the grandeur of the universe and God. This high-frequency vibration attracts similar energy, manifesting in abundance, success, and fulfillment of intentions. On the other hand, low self-esteem results in lower-frequency vibrations, attracting negativity, disappointing relationships, and various forms of personal strife. Improving your self-esteem can be straightforward, yet profoundly impactful. Begin by affirming your self-worth each morning. Stand in front of a mirror and assert, "I love myself." Initially, this might feel like you're just inflating your ego, but it's far from that. This affirmation doesn't imply superiority over others. Rather, it reinforces your inherent value and, simultaneously, your reverence for the divine. By opening your heart to self-love, you open yourself to the full spectrum of intention's power. As you embrace your role as a vessel of God's love, you'll start noticing divine guidance in all aspects of life, steering you towards your truest intentions and highest potentials. Part 6. Release stress to enhance your divine connection. A racing heart, butterflies in your stomach, or an overwhelming sense of dread. Many of us are familiar with these feelings of stress and anxiety. It seems contradictory, considering that living in constant stress is not something we consciously choose, yet it is a frequent, unwelcome guest in our lives. So, how can we effectively liberate ourselves from the clutches of stress? It's vital to understand that, though stress may feel like an instinctive response to adverse situations, it is far from a natural state for us. As beings that are part of God who embodies peace and serenity, stress is an anomaly. Here's an important revelation. Letting go of stress brings you closer to God. But how can one actively remove stress and reclaim tranquility? Recognizing that stress is a choice rather than an unavoidable consequence is the first crucial step. When you experience anxiety or a panic attack, it's not a physical assault but rather a controllable reaction. One effective strategy to manage stress is to catch and address it before it escalates. Consider a scenario where you're waiting in line and the person ahead is taking prolonged time with the cashier over what you perceive as trivial matters. Impatience creeps in and you start feeling stressed. At this juncture, it's crucial to pause and reflect. Understand that heightened stress only serves to disconnect you from your innate state of being and from God. To realign yourself with God's tranquility, shift your perspective regarding stressful situations. Imagine that the individual causing the delay isn't there to irritate you, but is perhaps a divine messenger reminding you to embrace patience and connect deeper with your intentions. This might seem like a stretch, but when faced with stress, try to view each stressful influence as an opportunity to reassess your relationship with the world and your spiritual path. When the author found himself in a similar situation, he chose to see the person as an angel sent by God, a reminder to reconnect to the power of intention. Next time you find yourself in a stressful scenario, consider interpreting hindrances not as obstacles, but as signals guiding you back to a state of peace and closer to God's divine plan. Part 7. Attracting the right connections by readying yourself. Ever wonder why you seem to consistently attract the wrong type of friends or romantic partners? If you find that the people around you fail to offer the love and support you deserve, it might be time to consider a change. However, often, it isn't the people in your life who need to adjust. It's you. When people disappoint us, it's easy to place the blame on them. But if you're longing for better, more fulfilling connections, the transformation must start with you. Here's a critical insight to consider. The universe will send great people to you when you're ready. To welcome loving, caring individuals into your life, you first need to embody those qualities yourself. Take, for instance, a person who is often cold and self-centered, yet complains that their romantic partners are selfish and uncaring. How can they attract loving relationships if they don't offer love in return? The good news is that the right people are already out there, and you're connected to them through the universal and divine network that links us all. The key is to maintain faith that these individuals will enter your life precisely when the time is right. By embodying confidence and trust, you align yourself with the field of intention, and in response, the divine energy facilitates these connections. However, these ideal people won't necessarily appear exactly when you want them to. Instead, they will arrive when you are truly prepared to welcome them, when your heart is open, and when you have evolved into the person you are meant to be. In this journey, patience is essential. The power of intention operates on its own timeline, and trying to expedite this process can be as futile as pulling on a sprout to make it grow faster. Trust that your relationships and connections will unfold in their own time. Ultimately, you may find that, looking back at your life's path, everyone arrived exactly when they needed to, perfectly orchestrated as part of God's divine plan. Final summary. If you often find yourself anxious about your life's direction or financial status, remember these concerns can distract from a deeper, more fulfilling path. To lead a life rich in tranquility and abundance, the fundamental requirement is a steadfast belief in your connection to the divine. Here's a core takeaway for a peaceful and purposeful life: trust in your inherent part of God. By keeping your heart open, you are aligning yourself with the right path, one that is intended for you by divine design. As long as you maintain this faith and openness, you can rest assured that your journey will unfold exactly as it should, fulfilling the divine intentions laid out for you. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.